Harufasi, or Omer Harufasi, we have a braisa that says Mekudeshet, and we said a Hav Amina, that would be linked in with the Shivcha Nechrefes Le'ish that the Torah speaks about. And the Maskana is not that this is simply a slang which was used in Yehuda. So we saw that the Maskana was the source of the, according to the Ritva, was a source that you can use any slang, any local dialect that has the meaning of Kedushin, as long as the husband and the wife are both aware of that dialect, and there's a Havana that we're talking about Kedushin, even if this is not working off of a pasuk in the Torah. In other words, that would be considered to be a meaningful lashon of kedushin. What over here was the havamina? So Rashi and Tosfos both point out that the havamina was that we would understand shivcha charufa not like Rabbi Yishmael, that it refers to a shivcha kana'anis who was miyuchedet to an eved ivri that has nothing to do with kedushin. That's the maskana. Right, that's just a slang in Yehuda. But the Havamina was that we would learn Shivcha Rufa like Rabbi Akiva, that we're dealing with the Chatzi, Ev Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin. She had two owners. One of them was Meshacher her, and the other one wasn't. And in that case, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have the Parsha of Isha Shivcha Nechrefes Le, Vihi Shivcha Nechrefes Le Ish. Since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, so the Rambam paskins like the Havamina, that if someone were to say to his beloved, Harayat Charufali, Harayat Charufati, that she would be Mekudeshet B'Torach Vaday. That's where we left off last time. The Rashba over here asks a question based on the sugya that we have in Gittin, and because of that question, the Rashba, to a certain degree, you know, has to change his approach to Gemara. And what I'd like to do with you is to check as to whether the Rashba's question is really a necessary question, as to whether there's an alternate way of learning the sugya over there, which would explain the Rambam paskening over here that Homer Karufas Vivade Mekudesh. Let's look at the Rashba. The Rashba, again, I know that both sides of the page have a Rashba on top, and both sides of the page have a Rashba and Dafbava Madalaf on top. But the one that I'm talking about now is the one that begins with the words Dibur Masko Elohachi Kamar. Yeah? Elohachi Kamar. Charufasi bi Yehuda Mekudesh. Shem bi Yehuda Karen Larusa Charufa. Klomar Avol Ba'alma Homer Charufasi Eina Mekudesh. According to the Maskana. The Mikra Leka Lemelach Tahu Yichud Ba'alma Hu. According to that, we understand the Pasuk Rabbi Yishmael that we're dealing with the Shifka Kana'anis HaKasa Medaber. By Shifka Kana'anis and Kedushin Tovsimba. What was the Havamina? Umeikar, Bisaka Daito Kemandamar Bechatzi Yashiv Katzi Baskawin HaKasa Medaber. The Shaycha Batzad Kedushin Pirish Rashi. Benira Midavarav, the Lididan. Lididan means according to the Rambam, the Kaimel and Karabi Akiva. The Amar, Chetzi Yashivka, Chetzi Baskawin HaKasa Medaber. Homer Harufasi, Bechamaka Mekudeshet. And then Achinami. That's the way the Rambam Paskins in Perakimo Halachavab. Harayat Arusasi, Harayat Lukulchasi, Harayat Charufasi, Harayzo Mekudeshet. So that's just a summary of where we're holding. V'kashali es the Rashba. The haplukta damaroihi beperek hashaleach andaf memgimel amad aleph chetz yashivcha v'chetz yabaskorin itavsi ba'kedushin chal olo. Umashma nami hasam da'afilu manda amar detavsi ba'kedushi, namely even according to Rabbi Akiva, who is sover, that Kedushin are tofis in such a woman, Kedushe, the Tafsiba Kedushe, Lav Kedushe Vade Kamar, Ela Safik Mekudeshati, the Havya. The Inishtachara, the Kibra Kedushin Meacher, Mekudeshet Rasheni, Mi Safik, Utsricha Get Mishnehem. Alma, Sveka Havi, Inechrefes Mureses Kamar, O Miyu Chedet Kamar. Namely, that according to the Rashba's reading of the sugya, we have the sugya continues from Mem Gimel Med Aleph to Mem Gimel Med Beis. On Mem Gimel Med Aleph, we really have two deos. We go to the next section under the Rashba. I simply photostated or copied the Gemara from the Bar Ilan. Darash Rabba Bar Huna, Kishem shehamekadesh chatzi isha eina mekudeshet, kach chetzi yashivcha v'chetzi yabaschorin sheniskatsha eina mekudeshet. You can't be mekadesh half a woman. Whether the half of the woman is half out of a hole that you could have been mekadesh, but you chose mekadesh half, or whether all that there is to be mekadesh, just half, because half of her is a shivcha. Amar Rav Chista, mi dami, how can you compare a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin, to a situation where you decide to be mekadesh half a woman, but you really could be mekadesh everything? Hasam, when you had the whole woman and you decided to be mekadesh half, sheer bikinyano. You decided not to be mekadesh here totally, and that's not valid. You can't have half a wife. Hacha lo sheer bikinyano. Here you were mekadesh everything that lent itself to kedusha. Hadar ukim Rabbi Barhuna amor alei bedarash hamachsheva hazot tachat yadecha. Ein adam omer al divrei Torah elim kein nichshal behem. That you can have even amoraim who make errors. Afal bishem mekadesh chatzi isha ina mekudeshet. On the other hand, Rav Sheshes holds kashen shemekadesh chatzi isha ina mekudeshet, kach chetzi yashiv chatzi beskorin katsha ein kiddusheha kiddushin. Namely, the Gemara goes back and forth as to whether we compare a case of chatzi shiva chatzi beskorin, which is the unknown, to the case of mekadesh chatzi isha, which vade does not work. So this is what Rashi points out. We have a machlokas whether being mekadesh chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin gets off the ground. But we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, like the Mandamar, does get off the ground. So if it gets off the ground, fine. Where does the Rashba see that we have a world of suffik mekudeshet? So that moves over to the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel on the days that we're going to see in a moment. But in any case, the Rashba points out, A, we have two deos whether it works, and even if it works, it's only considered to be a suffik. And therefore, going back to the Rashba himself, and we'll come back to the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Beis, in Kain, afilu l'didan dekaimo and the bechetzia shivcha chetzia baschorin akazav medaber. In other words, even if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, ha'omer charufasi amay mekudeshet gomor, the bottom line of the Gemara is that she's suffik mekudeshes. So really, now according to the Rashi, you could say that both the Havamina and the Maskana of our Gemara can learn like Rabbi Akiva. That she's Vade Mekudeshet. And the Maskana is that she's Safik Mekudeshet. Maskana hadron lalad mandamar hasam en kedushin tovsin baklali nami kamandamar sveika have, and we need kedushay vaday, and that's why we move over to the slang of Yehuda, because without the slang of the Yehuda, maximum she's a suffik mekudeshet, and that's why Rashi, looking back into Rashi, simply uses the language that we have a tzad kedushin. We don't have full kedushin. We have a tzad kedushin in the world of Charufa, and the Rashba leaves the Rambam as a Tzarachi, and why in the world did the Rambam say that in Charufa we have Vade Mekudeshet? Okay, so let's see really whether the Rashba pointed out that no one could disagree is that there is a machlokes whether Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baskorin is Mekudeshet or not, right? But according to Rabbi Akiva, he wants to say that there's no guarantee that it's Vade Mekudeshet. That lechora we see from the sugya on Mem Gimel Amud Beis is that it's only suffik mekudesh. Let's look at that sugya. Itmar chetzia shivcha vechetzia baschorin. You have it Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Itmar chetzia shivchetzia baschorin sheniskatcha leReuven vinishtachera. That's a Reuven went over to a chetzia shivchetzia baschorin and said harei mekudeshetli. According to Rabbi Akiva, she's mekudeshet, and now nishtachera. Now that second owner who had been holding out was meshachrir her, v'chazra v'niskadsha l'shimon, and now another party gave her kedushin. Here we have a machlokes amoraim. Rav Yosef bar Chama and Rav Nachman paku kedushe rishon, that the first kedushin lost any meaning, and that she's now niskadsha to Shimon, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Avnachman Amar, Gamru, Kedushe Rishon. No, she still remains Mekudeshet to Reuven. Namely, we have over here a Machlokes that this woman who had been Mekudeshet halfway to Reuven, and now she becomes Mishukheret, is she now fully Mekudeshet to Reuven? That's Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Avnachman. Or do we say that she is not Mekudeshet at all to Reuven, and she's Mekudeshet to Shimon? That's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. This was the source of the Rashba, that she's really Safek Mekudeshet, and the bottom line is that she's going to require a get both from Reuven and from Shimon, because it's unclear who she now is married to, and she would require a get from both of them. So you see that a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baskarin is Safek Mekudeshet. But is that what the Gemara is saying? Is that what the Gemara is saying, that she's Safek Mekudeshet? Between whom and whom? It's, in other words, we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama and Rabbi Zeira, what Rav Nachman said about this woman. But what is the issue of what Rav Nachman said about this woman? The Rashba understood that the issue over here is the nature of the Kedushe Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Beskorin. And the starting off point is that we have a suffix, and the suffix is expressed by Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama and by Rabbi Zeira. But is that the way Rashi learns? How did Rashi learn, Ari? What's the issue?
The issue is, after she's free, what happens to
the Kedushin? Right. While she is a Chatzi, according to Rashi, while she's a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baskorin, Vada she's Mekudeshet to Reuven. Because he was Mekadesh everything there was to be Mekadesh. This is not the case of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, where he was Meshayer. He was Mekadesh everything there was to be Mekadesh. What happens when we have the Shichrur? So here the question is now, what it's hard to quantify. I know it's, because we're talking about quality, but let's just make a virtual picture. Right, let's say, right, that her upper part was a chatzi bat chorin, and her lower part was a chatzi shivcha, and she was mekudeshet in terms of her upper part, that she now is Reuven's wife, and now this disappears, right, and now she becomes a full bat chorin. So lechora, in other words, what about her lower part now? What are the two options? One option is the easiest way, like Rabbi Zeira, what we'll say, that the Kedushin that was here and was blocked now does what? Simply spreads, right? That the Kedushin will spread. Now she's all Mekudeshet to Reuven. She's totally Mekudeshet to Reuven. And if someone else gives her a Kesef Kedushin, she's not available. She's purely married to Reuven. However, there's also a day of Rabbi Yosef Rav Chama. What does he hold? Even the first half is paka. The other direction. Why should the first half be paka? No. What is shichrur? How do we view shichrur? When a shivcha is mishtachreret, she had been a shiksa, right? And she's now mishtachreret. What does she become? She becomes a Jew. This is gerus. That when she's mishtachreret, that when we have an eved kanani and a shivcha, they are chat, in other words, they undergo a partial giyur. And they're chayav the mitzvos like a woman, even the eved kanani. And when they undergo a full shichrur, then we have a full geirus. And how do we view a geir? Katan shenola dami. And a katan shenola dami means that she's no longer the same person that she had been. She's a new person. Reuven, who was mekadesh, he was mekadesh Jane, and she's no longer Jane. She's Rivka. She is a different individual altogether. And the Kedushi HaRishona Paku, and then if Shimon now gives her Kedushin, she's totally Mekudeshet. That's what Rashi learns over there. Afiyu l'man do'amar Mekudeshet ba'shichrur v'hifki'ah u'mekudeshet l'sheni hari nishtana gufa havi k'katan she'nolad. Namely, that we have over here a machlokes, what happens in stage two? What happens when this disappears? But that doesn't impact on stage one. Stage one, when she was still a chatzi shivcha chatzi bashkorin, she's vadei mekudeshet to Reuven. Namely, this is the psak of the Rambam, that a shivcha charufa is vadei mekudeshet.
the Rashba's Raya is from Mem Gimel Mem Beis. What happens in stage two? Stage two doesn't impact on stage one. Stage two is just telling us that if we move into a different world in which the Chatzi Shivcha disappears, how do we view it? Do we view it now that we spread her Kedushin from the top to the bottom? Or do we say, no, she's a totally new individual, and the Kedushin simply Pukka disappeared? But that has no impact at all on stage one. Okay? You know, it's the Rashba's, you know, it's Kasha from the Gemara, is certainly not a Kasha of the Rambam. But how did the Rashba himself learn? Or the Rashba felt he had a good question. The Rashba felt that he has a proof from this sugya that L'chatchila, the Chatzi Baschorin, is a suffix. That's the way the Rashba learned the Gemara. That you see from this issue as to whether we say the Chatzi Baschorin moves into the second half, or we say the other way around, that it simply disappears, you see that all along we had over here a suffix. That's the Rashba's. So tell me, how did he learn the Gemara? I mean, the Rashba certainly was aware that you could learn the Gemara in a different way. Right? You know, is he Rashba had Rashi in front of him. He read the same Rashi that we have. But he learned the Gemara, no. That the fact that we have over here these two options, this shows that this, when we turn the page from a Gimel Amad Aleph to Gimel Amad Beis, we're starting off with a suffix. We're starting off that Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Maskarim is a suffix, and now the second stage is going to reflect that suffix. How would the second stage reflect the suffix? What's the suffix by Chatzi Shivcha Baskarim?
Whether or not the Kiddushin was chal.
Again, because of what? In other words, that how do we view if you had just a classic? I'm sorry, running out of ink. Okay, what if we have a classic woman who's a total baschorin? She's a baschorin 100%. And someone walks over to you and says, "I want to be mekadesh the top half of you." Katsiach mekudeshetli. That doesn't work, right? Why doesn't it work? Because you can't be Mekadesh half a woman. So we saw on Amud Aleph, the Chatzi Shivcha Baskarin, do we compare it to this or don't we compare it to this? Okay. According to the Rashba, that remains a suffix. How does he see it remain a suffix? Because what would be the litmus test? What happens?
If she gets Kedushin after she's a Baskarin, then she'd have to get
Kedushin. What happens when you move over to the second stage? What happens when you move over to the second stage? What are the two sides? We say, oh, in other words, it flows or it disappears. Namely, if we view it that you did the most that you could, and that's why it works, so what would be in the case of Shichur? Then it would flow into the rest of the body. You did the most that you could, and then it would flow. But if we say, no, the other side is that really this is the equivalent of a chatzi, right? But if we have a suffix, so the moment nishtachrer, then we turn back into the case of the 100%. And if we turn back into the case of the 100%, then the 50% wouldn't get off the ground. Yes?
The lashon of paka is kind of misleading.
Correct. In other words, Rashi is the one who's been diagnosing the paka that we have over here. In other words, the paka would be the paka of the illusion. Paka the illusion that we dealt with everything we could deal with. Okay, in other words, that the Rashba views Mem Gimel Amud Beis as a hemshech of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that since Mem Gimel Amud Aleph we have a suffix, we have these two deos, so the nafgamina would be what happens in Shichur. So, in other words, that we see on that Mem Gimel Amud Beis is a reflection of the suffix from Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. However, in the according to Rashi, Mapito. According to Rashi, we're dealing on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph with an issue of stage one, and there she's Vaday Mekudeshet according to one Deya, and according to that Deya, Vaday Mekudeshet, we have a new issue. Do we say Katan Shenola Adame when we move over into stage two? So Rashi distinguishes between Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Rashba learns it as a flow. And so the easiest way of learning the Gemara, according to the Rambam,
is to learn like Rashi, that there's no, the fact that we have Mem Gimel and Beis doesn't impact back on Mem Gimel and Aleph. The Avne Miluim and Siman Kaf Zayin, Sifkatan Zayin, raises the question on the Rashba, why in the world was he bothered by that sugya? So of course, if one can learn that sugya, we have to understand that the Rashba saw Rashi and felt that there was another way of reading the sugya as well. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two. We got up to the Gemara on the Vav Amud Aleph of the Mai Askina. Gemara asks, B'mai Askina, I lema kishe ein medaber ima al iske gita v'kidusheha, and a lashon was used that is not the lashon of her emakudeshetli, mina yada maika amarla. How is she? She's not a Tamida Chachama who necessarily learned this sugya. So how does she know he's referring to Kiddushin? Ella must be Mebedaber Imal Iske Gita V'Kiddusheha. So then, Afagav Delo Amar La Nami. So then there's no need for any Lashon. Ditnan Haye Mebedaber Imishal Iske Gita V'Kiddusheha V'Nasal La Gita V'Kiddusheha V'Lo Piresh Rav Yossi Omer Dayo Rav Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. And we pass like Rav Yossi and Rav Huna Bar Shmuel Halchak Rav Yossi, that there's no need for any amira. Amrei la'olam b'medaber imal iske gita v'kiddusheha, idi yahiv lev v'shasik in achinami, that she's mekudeshet like Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halchak Rav Yossi, that it's enough to do an act in a context of oskim b'gita v'kiddusheha. V'alkama askinan, di yahiv la v'amar la b'hanei l'shnei, that we have an issue that maybe this lashon is making matters worse. It's mekalkel, because our fear is that maybe even though they were osek begitin v'kedushin, maybe he was chozerba and chose just to have a relationship with her on the level of malacha, but not on the level of kedushin. Okay, over here we have a general question which is raised by the Rashba in terms of the question of the Gemara asking, B'mai Askinan. Let's look at Rashi. B'mai Askinan, what does Rashi say? B'hanach lishne dekami boilan, I have a kedushe olo, hechidami. Namely, that we had previously two lists. We had one list where of Lishonos that she is considered to be Vaday Mekudeshet. That was the list of Ishti, Arusasi, Knuyali, Sheli, Birishusi, Zekukali, and we added to that also Charufasi and Lekuchasi. Correct? Those are all Vaday Mekudeshet. There the Gemara is not asking a question. The Gemara is asking, Mayaskinan, in the case of Miuchedetli, Miuedetli, Ezrasi, Negdasi, Atsurasi, Tzilasi, Sgurasi, Mahu. What about in those situations? There we have the question, according to Rashi, of Mayaskinan. Similarly, if one looks in the Rambam, you have the Rambam over here. The Rambam quotes these two sections in two halachos, Vav and Zayin. In Vav, he quotes those cases that are Vade Mekudeshet, and in Zayin, those Lashonos that are Mekudeshes Misafek. And the condition of medaber ima aliske gita mekedushin, the Rambam brings where? Only in which halacha? You have it on the page over here. In which halacha? Vav or Zayin? Only Zayin, right? Only Zayin. Vahu sheyem medaber ima tchil aliske kedushin. Eim medaber ima aliske kedushin in choshin lemilos elu. Only within Zayin. Within Vav, you know, the Lashonos stand on their own. So we have Rashi and the Rambam learning clearly in one direction. However, the Rashba says that this is the Machlokis Rishonim. Let's look at the Rashba. Turn over the page. The Mayaskinan. I lema be'ein medaber imal iske gita v'kidushe menayada. Rashi pirsha akul hu lishne. This is not our Rashi, right? The Rashba had a different Rashi. This is not our Rashi. Our Rashi is only mefarishit on the Rashi's language, Bahanach Lushne the Kamiboilan. But the Rashba had such a Rashi. Vafilu Aharea Lukukasi, Zukukasi, Havilushne Malya, etc. There we need the asukim ba'oso inyan. And the Rashba himself, how does he learn? Like the Baal Ha'itor, or like this virtual Rashi that we don't have in our sugya? Like the virtual Rashi. Okay? So we have the virtual Rashi on the Rashba on one hand. We have our Rashi, the Baal Ha'itor, and the Rambam on the other hand. What over here is the issue that the core of the Machlokes Rishonim that we are dealing with between, again, the Baal Ha'itur, our Rashi and the Rambam on one hand, and a virtual Rashi and the Rashba on the other hand. When the Gemara distinguishes between these two lists and says this list is Vaday Mekudeshet and this list is Safik Mekudeshet, what is the Vaday and what is the Safik that the Gemara is talking about? According to
Rashba,
yes,
and it would be, can you tell that in context, meaning if you're osik talking about kedushin, we have to tell this the lashon of kedushin, or even in context talking about kedushin, you're still mosuf kana.
Okay, and according to the Baal Ha'itur and the and our Rashi and the Rambam,
that means that these are just known lashon of kedushin, no matter what, never know these are the lashon of kedushin.
You have to change your language a little bit, I think, in order to be able to distinguish between the two. Who, the Vaday and the Safek, what or whom are we referring to? We have over here a husband, we have a potential wife, and we have a Lashon.
The Edom,
let's leave out of the picture for the time being. You're raising a very important question in terms of what do the Edom understand of what's going on over here. Let's just deal with the husband, the man, the woman, and the language. When we deal with Vaday and Safek, on what plane are we dealing? According to Rashi, the Rambam, according to Rashi, the Rambam, and the Baal Ha'itur, Vaday means that the woman definitely understands. Safek means we're not sure if she understands. Namely, we have a list of lashonos that Vaday, the woman, understands that these were meant for kedushin. Therefore, she is Vaday Mekudeshet. There is no need for any help from the outside. And then we have a list of lashonos on which she is Safek understands, in which she Safek understands. And in those Lashonos that she Safek understands, that's what the Gemara is asking, what is the context? Is the context the Osek Begitin V'Kedushin or not? And what does the Gemara say? That if it's Osek Begitin, so why is it a Safek? Isn't it obvious? And the answer is, had nothing been said, then it would have been obvious. But once this strange Lashon is said, maybe at this point, she views it as a Chazara, that he gets cold feet, he's taking a step back, and instead of marrying her, they're talking about her income, that she's going now to be working for him. Now she's going to be miyuchedet for him. She's going to be working for him, exclusively, but nothing to do with the world of kedushin. But when we're dealing with the lashonos of hareyat lukuchasi, hareyat arusasi, hareyat charufasi, hareyat ishti, those lashonos Shivadei understands. And since Shivadei understands, she's vadei mekudeshet. There's no need for an asukin ba'osu inyan if Shivadei understands. However, according to the virtual Rashi and according to the Rashba, that they say that b'may askinan goes back even on the first set of lashonos, it can't be that they would understand vadei, meaning that Shivadei understands. What does vadei mean in that context? What does vadei mean in that context? In other words, I would go more not. You know, as we have three variables over here: the husband, the wife, and the amira and the language, which he is saying. So again, according to Rashi, our Rashi and the Rambam and the Baal HaItur, we're speaking about her vados, her understanding. According to the virtual Rashi and the Rashba, we're talking about the Lashon. Do we have over here a meaningful Amira? So the first set, we have a meaningful Amira. We're talking about a Lashon that relates Vadai to the world of Kedushin. The second group are Lashonos that are questionable as to whether they relate to Kedushin. But in all cases, we are missing the Havana of the woman. Namely, even if we have a language which this Talmud Chacham is aware, that he knows that Hareat Sheli means the same thing as Hareat Mekudeshetli, and Inachinami, that is a meaningful Matbeya Lashon in terms of Chazal, but we need her understanding. And therefore the Gemara asked on all of them, B'may Askinan, what are we talking about? That in all the languages we need the requirement that she understands. We're talking about an act of kinyan. In an act of kinyan, we not only need das makna, as Yaakov pointed out, he on his side certainly means to be mekadisha. But it's not enough that he wants to be mekadisha. She has to understand as well. And that is over here where we have the common denominator between the two lashonos. According to the Rashba and the virtual Rashi, which language would she understand without any question? And the only one she would understand without any question? Hareyat Mekudeshetli. Right? She's gone to weddings, she's seen movies, she's read books, she knows that Hareyat Mekudeshetli is the Jewish vow of marriage. She has all the other languages she's not aware of, whether they're Vadai languages of Kedushin, they're Suffolk languages of Kedushin. To her, this is all a question mark. And so in all of them, of course, you know, we need this requirement that we have the B'hacha Mayaskinan, that we have the Osek Ima al Iske Kedushin, and the Suffolk is only because they messed it up by using a language which throws her back into a situation of doubt. Had they just simply been Osik b'inyanei Gitin v'kedushin and he gave her a ring without saying anything, she'd be vadei mekudeshet. But the moment he tosses in this language, hareat miyuedetli, hareat salati, she has no idea what he's talking about. For hu hadin, if he says hareat lukuchasi, hareat sheli, she doesn't know what he's referring to. That's the way that the Rashba and that virtual Rashi learn. Let's look for a moment in the Tosus Rihazakein, Dibur Hamaskil. Dibur Hamaskil Limalacha. Or actually we could start from the Dibur Hamaskil B'mayaskinan, because then he'll say his parish black and white, but he strengthens it very, very much in the Dibur Hamaskil Limalacha. But Mayaskinan, the second, everyone has a different print, but in my edition, it's the second wide line in the middle. Bahane lishne demi boile. Namely, that how does the Tosis Rehazakin learn? Like our Rashi, like the Rambam, and like the Baal Ha'itur, which Dafka fits in very, very nicely to the identity of the Tosis Rehazakin. That we mentioned at the very beginning, Tosis Rehazakin, according to most Talmudic scholars, even though it was given this heading, Tosis Rehazakin, it's really Rav Shlomo Minahar. Rav Shlomo Minahar, we know, was from Provence. And who is the Baal Ha'itur? You know, we saw in the Meiri. How does the Meiri give the Baal Ha'itur a title? Gedolei Provence. Right? In other words, that this was clearly his Masoret from Provence. Mina Yada, Perush Afilu Lashon Shulashon Kedushin, Hechi Mekadshav, Halo Eina Bikia Balashon, Vahoel Velo Dibir Imalis Kadesh, Veina Mevina Inyan Advarmlis Ratis Lis Kadesh. So in Achinami, had they been talking about Kedushin, have they Kedushed Mamdabir Ima, Velo Piresh Dayo, Limalacha, Mishtami, Vaaf Alpish Shnehem Modim Dil Kedushin Niskavnu, Einon Kedushin. Shaharei, this is what Yaakov pointed out, Ha'edim lo nizbarer lahem amitas haloshon be'et sheshamu. V'nimtza she'ein hadavar tolei b'meshe ro'u ha'edim, u'mistabra dim mitchila amru la'edim harani nosein lo l'shem kedushin b'zeh haloshon. V'hi tomar she'tavin she'haloshon l'shem kedushin, de'vadai ha've kedushin de'bishas the Bishah Sheshamu Ha'edim Halashon Nizbara Lahem Shem Kedushin. Then Lo Shaya Chachal Amemar Batla Daita Meitzel Kol Adam. Kerim B'Shabbos Da Anshei Hutzo Shem Motzi Im Masu Yal Roshem Im Asu B'Shabbos Pater Batla Daita Meitzel Kol Adam. The B'Shabbos Melchus Machsheves Asra Torah. And Shabbos look at the world to know whether something is a malacha or not. Aval Midaber Ima Al Iske Aval, I'm sorry. Aval, I lost this. Aval, medaber ima al iske kedushin. Aval, medaber ima al iske kedushin. So it's clear. I'm sorry. Aval be kedushin. I'm sorry. B'chol lashon shetakir v'tavin shehu lashon kedushin v'yavinu hashamim gamken sheniskad sham mekudeshet. For the example, charufasi b'Yehuda, right? Shuvale Lashon Kedushin, that would be enough. Umistabra, the Had is Tapkalon, Bahane Lishne, the Kedushin Mishtame, Hatam, Mishum Shayamedaber Ima Liske Kedushin. Loyamedaber Ima Liske Kedushin, Vade Lamalacha Mishtame, Afilushne Hamodim Shal Kedushin, Niskavnu, Enkan Edim Klav. Avo Bolishna de la El, Haim Lashon Kedushin, Afilu Lodiber Ima Liske Kedushin. Imhi moda shehevina haloshon mekudeshet sherei hevina haloshon v'nisratzes v'haloshon hu l'kedushin v'yesh kan edim v'chein yiradas harambam that ein choshin milos elu v'chein le'ezim milot choshishin im lo yemedavrim aliske kedushin v'adesh is achilut bein milos elu bein milos shehen loshon kedushin. Namely that the Tosis Rehazakein emphasizes that the issue over here is not one of understanding. Clearly, we need understanding in all of the Lashonos. That's taken for granted that we don't understand all the Lashonos. The question is, do we have a language that would... Sorry. In other words, that when we have No, I'm sorry. It was Yaakov. Yaakov was correct. Okay.
Really, we have over here three different shitas. As we have over here, the husband, right, the man, in other words, and we have the husband and the wife, pretend the woman, have the husband, yet he's a man. The man, the woman, the language, and the Aiden. And we have two sets of Lashonos. We have a set of Lashon, which is Vadai Mekudeshet, and we have a set of Lashon, which is Safek Mekudeshet. And our question is, in terms of the Vadai and the Safek, who are we referring to? The man clearly is a Vadai. Right? The man intends to be Mekadesh, his wife, with all of these Lashonos. So we pointed out that according to, we had the Shita of the Baal HaItur and our Rashi and the Rambam, and then we had the virtual Rashi that the Rashba has and the Rashba, that according to the Baal HaMoar, Rashi and the Rambam, the issue of Vadai and Safek is on the woman. The issue of Vadai and Safek is on the woman. That the Vadai, we're assuming that she, Vadai, understands. The Safek, we're not sure if she understands. And since we're not sure that she understands in the world of Safek, that's why we have to add in Hacha Mayaskinan in the world of Safek, that according to one, we have to add in the Oskim the Yitin V'Kedushin in order to be able to raise the issue, because otherwise the issue doesn't get off the ground. And if Oskim V'Yitin V'Kedushin, so isn't she Mekudeshet Vadai, even without saying anything? And so we answer, yeah, but perhaps this language messes us up. That's all within the Baal HaItur, Rashi, and the Rambam. Within Rashi and the Rashba, we said no, that Vadai and Safek is in terms of the language. Is this a Vadai Amira, or it's not a Vadai Amira? In terms of her understanding, according to two, is always Safek, whether we're using this category or this category. So we have to throw in Asukim, Begitin, Vekedushin into this category as well to bring in her Kavana, because the Vadai and the Safek is in terms of language, not in terms of her understanding. According to Tosas Ri HaZaken, everyone agrees that we need his understanding. Everyone also agrees that we need her understanding. The question is, are the Edim aware of what they are seeing or not? That is the difference between the Vadai and the Safek. In the case of the Vadai, the Edim are aware that these are Lashonos of Kedushin, and so once she understands it, he understands, and the Edim understand, so there's no need for Asukim V'Gitin V'Kedushin. Masha'en Ken, in the world of the languages of Tzaliat, etc., the Edim themselves are Mesupak. And since the Edim themselves are Mesupak, we have to bring in the Asukim V'Gitin V'Kedushin in order to be able to have everyone on the same page. Everyone's on the same page, but still ends up as a suffix, because maybe there was a chazara on the part of the husband, and that's why he's using one of these lashonos. These are not dafka lashonos of kedushin. Okay, so we have over here, in terms of when the Gemara distinguishes between the two categories and calls this category vadai and this category safek, is the issue the what the woman is aware of. Or no, the woman's never aware of anything unless it's going to be osik b'zivug kedushin. The question is this a language which is a vade or a safek? And according to the Tosfos Shri HaZaken, as Yaakov pointed out, the issue is over here whether the Edim are aware that this is what they are seeing in front of their eyes.
So they go differently than the Rashi and Rabbah.
What?
They go differently than the Rashi.
I think it's different, right? I thought that it was. I mean, it's the same in terms of. It's the same in terms of the fact that the B'mai Askinan only relates to the second category of Lushonos, but the issue is not in the second category is the woman aware, even if you know, but rather are the Edim aware? Are the Edim aware of what is being seen? Do we have a Vaday situation of Edus? We need Edim Lekiyam Hadavar in the world of Kedusha. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three. Point number three is that which is raised in our sugya by the Tosfos Rid, and we already saw previously the Tosfos Ri Hazaken, that the Gemara ends up la'olam, that we're talking about a case where we have medaber imal iske kidusheha. And had he been quiet, she would be mekudeshet. But when he uses one of these lashonos, then she's safek because ulai lemalacha kamachave. Maybe he was choserbo. Okay, what if we have a case of Nosan Hu Va'amrahi, right? Nosan Hu Va'amrahi, which the Gemara previously called a Safek, right? The Gemara on the Hey Amad Beis, that in Nosan Hu Va'amrahi Sfekahu V'chashina Midrabanan, and we'll add in Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. And we'll add in Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. Or if you want to go the other way around. We start with Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. They were Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. He gave her a ring. And she said, Hareini Mekudeshet Lecha. What is the halacha in such a situation? What did we see in the Tosfos Ri HaZaken? Umistabra dafka hecha de eno medaber ima al iske kidusheha, shutsarech loma hareyat mekudeshet li levaya sherkesev noten la toras kidushin. Hoil bhutsarech ledaber, imhi dibra, mamuta lalav, shuhalokeach, have sveka. Aval im haye medaber ima al iske kidusheha, sheeno tsarech ledaber, ela tekef shenosan loha kesef, have mekudeshes vadai. Harehu asa kol hamutal alav lasos, v'yafal pi shehi medaberes, ma she'eno mutal aleha, ein hezek baza. So according to the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, in this situation, they were asukim ba'oso inyan, they were dealing with Gitin v'kedushin, he gave her a ring, and then she spurts out, harei ani mekudeshet lecha. It's a totally unnecessary statement, and as an unnecessary statement, it's not going to mess us up at all, and we have that she's Mekudeshet Vadai. Look at the Tosfos read in our sugya. Idi Yahiv Leva Shasik Hachi Name V'kach Yeshlamar Name B'Nasanhu V'Amrahi D'Lomi Boy Kishayim Medaber Ima Agiske Kedusheha Afilu Medaber Ima Name Ihavi Yahiv Levlamar Klum Lohu V'Lohi Havi Kedushin Gemurim Hashta da amrahi einan kedushin gemurim de nirin hadvarim shebedibur haisha gamur hakedushin vanan beinan shi gamru bedibur haish. Namely, that by her speaking, just as in the Gemara and the Vava Med Aleph, that when he uses one of these lashonos, it messes everything up. So when she speaks, it also messes everything up. Namely, we have a machlokas between the Tosfos Ri HaZaken and the Tosfos read. In a case of Asukin Ve'osu Inyan, Nosan Hu, had that been the end of it, she'd be Vadei Mekudeshet. And then Amrahi, do we say that's fluff and it doesn't bother us at all? Or do we say, in other words, we have over here, we're back to
a safek b'chashina midrabana. We're back to our issue of Nasan Huva Amrahi. What's the machlokas? How would you understand the machlokas over here between the Tosus Rid and the Tosus Rihazake? One of them says that her Amira is enomasik. In other words, it's something which is totally extraneous and is not going to interfere. And the other one says pumfakert, that her Amira raises the whole issue. Maybe we don't have over here Kedushin, because it appears that she is a part and parcel of the world of Kedushin, and it has to be kiikach and not kitikach, and she's messing everything up. I mean, what factor is it quite possible that they are being chalek on? Yes?
Whether his Amira is critical?
Let's go back to our question as to what role Amira plays within the world of Kedushin. And if you recall, we saw a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos on Daf Hei Amud Beis and the Tosos Rihazaken on Daf Hei Amud Beis. That according to Tosus Rihazaken, the whole purpose of the Amira is to be mevarer the Maisa. Kiyikach relates to an act, relates to a Maisa. But if that Maisa requires Birur, so we have an Amira. But if it doesn't require Birur, why wouldn't it require Birur? Because we already have a Birur. Like what? Asukim Boso Inyan. Then the Amira is unnecessary. And if the Amira is unnecessary, then it's not going to be mazik. If he uses a language which is mesupak, that's mekalkel, because we're afraid that maybe he's chozerbo, and maybe he's changing his kavana. But the fact that she'll toss in something totally unnecessary, there's no need for birur, and she decides just to say, harei ani mekudashecha, that's not going to mess us up. But according to the Tosus Rid, we say no, the Kiyikach has two components. Kiyikach means we need an act and we need an Amira. Amira is built into the world of Kiyikach. And if he says one component and she says the other component, then we have a Safek as to whether that is sufficient. So over here, how is Asukim Ba'osu Inyan going to help us? The same Safek as to whether we have Kiyikach, when he does one component, she does the other component, is still going to exist. Namely, the Tosus Rid fits beautifully into the world of Rashi and Tosos, as opposed to the Tosus Rihazaken, he has his own understanding. In other words, if it's only Mimavarir, then Asukin Ba'oso Inyan will take away the need for an Amira, and then her Amira is Eino Mazik. Masha'enkein, if we need a component of Amira, and our only question is, do we have over here kiyikach or kitikach, when he has one component, she has the other component, so then, asukim ba'osu inyan is le'eno ma'ala ve'eno morid. And if the Gemara says that this is a suffix on the Hei Amud Beis, it's going to remain a suffix even in asukim ba'osu inyan. Okay, so we have another, going back to our previous chakira, we have another raya. Okay, let's go back to the world of asukim ba'osu inyan. We saw Hayim Medabir im Isha Liske Gita Vikidusheha, Nasan La Gita Vikidusheha Velo Piresh, Rav Yossi Omer Dayo. And our whole Sugya works with Rav Yossi. We passing like Rav Yossi. But there's a Machokas Tanoim. Rav Yehuda Omer Tsarich Lefarish. Rav Yehuda says, nothing doing. We need an Amira. This certainly is a Raya for whom? The Gemara, it's Rav Yehuda. And we don't pass Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda clearly holds, like which side of our Chakira, like the Rashi and Tosfos, or like the Tosus Rihazaken? Like Rashi and Tosus. That Asukim Ba'oso Inyan isn't going to help us. We need a component of Amira. You need a Maisa and you need Amira. Asukim Ba'oso Inyan is wonderful, but it's not, we still need the Amira Mefureshet. Again, we don't pass them like that. The question is, what does Rav Yossi hold? But Rav Yehuda certainly is the spiritual father of the Shita of Rashi Tosos and the Tosos Rid. Okay, so let's say it happened, right? That there were Osukim Ba'oso Inyan, and he gave her a ring without saying anything. According to Rav Yehuda, that's no good. So what do you need? What then happens? What then happens at that point? What does the rabbi say has to be done? So if we look in the Rashba, he quotes a machlokes between himself and the Ravid. Let's look at the Rashba. Dibur Hamaschil, Rav Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefaresh, Piresh HaRavid Zal, Achar Shenosnu La, he already had given it to her, Tzarech Shiyomer La, Hagitech. And Rabbi will say, now say, Hareyat Mekudeshet Li. And according to the Rashba, what is the halacha? And according to the Rashba, what is the halacha? Tzarech litzlo himena, and you have to start all over again, right? That you have to take the ring back from her and give it to her with a hareyat mekudeshet li b'tabatzo. And we have a machokus between the Ravid and the Rashba as to whether we can simply have an amira that will follow the Nesina after an hour, or we have to start all over again and have an amira that will accompany the Nesina. No, what do you say could be the machlokes over here? Oh, we have one chakira. So why is it so hard to? We have a chakira, right? What's the nature of amira? Is an amira a component of kiyikach, or is an amira meant to give a certain character to the act of nesina? To be no. So which way? Which who holds what? According to the Rashba. The purpose of the Amira would be to mevarer the nature of the Nesina. Was this a Nesina's Kedushin or not? And so it's not going to help to have a Nesina at 1 in the afternoon and to have an Amira 2 hours later. That's not going to be mevarer the nature of the Nesina. Masha Einkein, if we say, no, we have two components. We have a component that Kiyikach needs a Nesina and it needs an Amira. Okay, so we had one component. So now we can have the second component, a certain time afterwards, in marriage. We need Erusin and Chuppah. So you can have Erusin in the morning and Chuppah in the afternoon, or Chuppah 2 hours later. We even spoke about the fact maybe you can have Chuppah in the morning and Erusin in the afternoon, with the Hinuma. Right? In other words, if when you have two components, then you can shuffle them however you want. There's no necessary need. It's ideal if they were to come simultaneously. But basically, there are two components that you require for Kiyikach. We have a checklist. And when you have the two components, then we have Kiyikach. So if you gave one component, we had a Nesina. And Rabbi Yehuda says, just a minute, we need an Amira. That has to be a component of Amira. So then the Amira could come afterwards. But if you understand that the Amira is not just a component, but rather it's to be Mevarir, the nature of the Nesina, it gives us, we need just not an Asina, we need an Asina's Kedushin. And how do we know that we have an Asina's Kedushin via the Amira? Then that Amira has to accompany. L'chora, again, that our Chachira will help us with a lot of Machlokot.
Who holds what? But the Ravid is going to say that.
The Ravid who says that we can just go ahead and have an Amira later on, he's assuming that we have two components of Kiyikach, and so we can have an Asina today and an Amira tomorrow, as long as in the end you're going to have a Kiyikach which is full, which has both components. Masha Enkein, according to the Rashba, that's, in other words, it's not just a question of components. We need a birur hadavar. We need to know that the Nesina was l'shem kedushin, and that is accompanied by an amira which accompanies the Nesina. And so, if the Nesina was given without the amira, we have to give back the ring to the husband, and he will now do everything properly. He will give the ring with the harayat mekudeshetli. Again, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the question is, what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? And so over here we have this machlokes within the Ravid and the Rashba. Yes?
Does that mean that in theory, What happens if he says Hara Mikudesh Adli and then tomorrow he gives her a ring?
Theoretically, if we have two components, then we would be able to combine those two. Then we could say that's okay.
Even the Amira came first.
Even the Amira came first, because the Amira is going to, and again, if the Amira, on the side, that it's a din of two components.
Right, I think within the
Ravid. So, that would be a two-way street. Okay, like, again, using the example that we saw, we had a Machokas Rishonim, if you require Erusin and Chuppah, what if you switch the order? We saw that there's a Ramban that says you can switch the order. We pointed out that that's not just a Das Yachid. We saw others held that way as well. So, the Iker is that you have the two components. Okay, so then the Gemara points out that we have one more machlokes tanoim. Rebbe Omer v'husha asukim ba'oso inyan. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer afal b'she'en asukim ba'oso inyan. So then, what are they talking about? Amar Abaye, they're talking about me'inyan le'inyan ba'oso inyan. Okay, we have a lower level of asukim. What is that lower level of asukin? So you saw a machlokas between Rashi, the Rashba, and the Meiri. Okay, what does Rashi say? Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oso inyan. First they were talking about getting married. And then what did they move over to? What did they move over to according to Rashi? Right, then they went to talk about other inyanim that relate to the world of marriage, but not necessarily relating to their getting married. They began to talk about how we're going to support one another, where we're going to live, right, where we're going to send our kids. And then came the Kiddushin, and the question is that considered to be a meaningful continuity? Or do we have over here a hefsek? The Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi, or maybe let's see first the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? He quotes the first Rashi. Mikol makom yesh mefarshim shekol shemedabrim binyanei habayit tzorchei hazivug. That's also inyan ba'atzma. Hu ve'enkar miinyan libo'so inyan. Ella, no, it's not like Rashi. Ella kagon. Shemedabrim mizivug shel acherim, kagon ploni rotsa l'shadech plonis v'kayotzi bedvarim elu v'chein hadas nota. That Rashi's case, according to the Meiri, that's also inyan. That's not me'inyan le'inyan, but also inyan. That's also inyan. Whenever you talk, you speak theoretically, and then you get practical in terms of whether things can actually work out or not. I love you, you love me, but I'm in college, you're in college, and how are we going to, and my parents will never live, you know, or it's allow us to get married. That's not changing the topic. That's simply dealing with the practicality of the topic. So what is minyan? So inyan, okay, in other words, let's talk about our friends. In other words, we love one another, but I have a roommate, and you have a roommate, and maybe we can be mishaydech them. And then you have the nesina. Do we have over here a hemshechiyut? That's the Meiri. But the Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi perik is kabel garsinan, the plukta de Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, shayimedaber im al iske gita v'kidusheha, amale Rav Yossi Rav Chagai, va'at ma biyadcha, Demar Reb Zeira Chia Bar Bun Ada Bar Tachlafta B'Shem Reb Hoshia. In other words, what do you have Masoret from your Rebbeim? Ma Pligan? What is the issue that we're dealing with in terms of Medaber Imal Iske Gita VeKidusheha B'Shehefliga LaAtzman LeInyanot Acherim Avolim Hayu Asukim BeOso Inyan Getu. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oso inyan means they began to talk about other topics. They began to talk about the weather. They began to talk about Black Friday. They began to talk about, you know, words going on a tour of birthright. Whatever they began talking about. And then the ring was given. How is that me'inyan le'inyan ba'oso inyan? Hifligu atzman le'inyanos acherim. Where is the Oso Inyan? So I heard from Avuchenstein that Oso Inyan means that they were staying, they were still talking in the same place. Me'inyan le'inyan, they changed topics, but they were still in the same place of conversation. And perhaps that is also considered to be a hemshech of the previous topic, namely that they're still having the same conversation, even though the topic has changed. And so there's not considered to be a hefsek between the Asukim Boso Inyan and the Nesina. Right? That we have over here three different levels as to whether, in other words, if they were talking about getting married and the ring was given, that vaday works. That's Asukim Boso Inyan. There's no need, according to Rav Yossi, for an Amira. Dayo. What if they begin talking about practical matters? According to Rashi, that's a machokis already. What if they begin talking about the Zivug of friends? According to the Meiri, that's a machokis. What if they change topics but are continuing the same conversation? That, according to the Rishalmi, is the machokis. What does this bring you back to? What issue that we related to in the world of Nadarim, Nazirus, even the world of Kedushin? When we speak about the fact that there's a world of Yados, right? To what degree do you require a Yadit, and to what degree is it enough to have a Yad? Right? To what degree do we have to have that there's a certain clarity of intent, and to what degree is it enough that we have a partial Hemshechiyut? To what degree do we require probability, and to what degree do we require is possibility, the mechza al mechza, enough? That all of the, you know, this is the direction in which things are moving, that we have over here also those options. Okay, finally, before we move over to the world of get, we have the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Sheinu Yodea Betiv Gitin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Esek Imahem. Who is the Lo that we are speaking about? Who is this individual? What is his role in the world that we say that his lack of knowledge should prevent him from getting involved in these matters? How does Rashi understand over here? Rashi. Excuse me? We're talking about a rav, a dayan, right? That even if he has already, on different planes. According to Rashi, we're dealing with an individual, she'eni odeya betiv gitin bihilchotehen. That, you know, he's been to a lot of weddings, but that's it. He's never gone through Shulchan Aruch, Beishmuel, Chalkos Machokek, Nisum Kil Chasan. He's never learned the halachos. And he's asked to be a Mesader Kedushin, as happens, right? He's a relative. And he's asked to be Mesader Kedushin, but he never learned the halachos. He learned Yeridea, but he never learned Evan HaEzer. In other words, should he get involved? Because if everything goes well, there'll be no problem. Right? So, Kol Shein Yodea Hilchoseihen, he can be, Chas V'Shalom, be Matir and Erva. That you know, we're talking about a very serious matter. There is over here, I couldn't notice that it because it's not on the Bar Ilan, there's a Talmud of the Rashba who quotes a Ravid that even if he had learned Evan HaEzer, he learned a lot of halachas, but there is a particular halacha that he is unaware of. He should not even paskin in those areas that he is aware of, because what happens is we have a slippery slope and it may reach the point where he's not, you know, we're not talking about someone who is Eni Yodea Hilchoteya, someone who never learned. We're talking about even if someone learned, but there's a certain area in which is not the usual, which he is unaware of, he shouldn't even get involved in that. However, Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Azriel, quotes a shita that who are we talking about? Not a Rav, not a Dayan, not a Mesader Kedushin, but that a man should not at all speak about marital inyanim with a woman, because unwittingly he may be mekadesher, without even intending to. In other words, that since he is unaware exactly of what he is dealing with, it could be that he's going to be dealing with inyanei gitin v'kedushin. Let's say over here, our case, in other words, and just give her a ring without saying anything, assuming that's nothing, right? When really she's mekudeshet according to Rav Yossi. So people shouldn't get involved. And every Rebbe in high school has his story about how he's learning kedushin. And he mentioned this, you know, it's this halacha, and then someone fainted in the classroom, and it turns out that you have, two kids that had a Bnei Akiva gathering where we're joking around, and there are inyanim. Sometimes the girl, when she finds out, is thrilled, and she says, "Wonderful." And sometimes, the alternative is also she doesn't want to be Mugureshet. She doesn't want to get. What if she'll meet a Kohen? And, you know, it's because of this fellow, you know, where she can't marry who she wanted. Anyway, everyone has his stories. But so all of this is correct, that, you know, the one should realize that this is an area that has a lot of potential for, unfortunately, mistakes that can be very, very costly in terms of human relations. Okay, now, I you know, we can turn off the recorder a minute. Okay, I need your input, either a vote or a consensus or whatever. I live in this little bubble in which, you know.